Stephen Pitia Lako, the chairperson of the Barry community, has described the Army spokesperson's statement as irresponsible, baseless, and discriminatory. Last week, Major General Lulroy Kwong said the South Sudan People's Defense Force stormed a base belonging to the Rebel National Salvation Front, or NAS. He said SSPDF forces had been ambushed in Mankara village in Mangala. Instead, Lako says tension between pastoralists from Bor County and residents of Mangala started nearly 3 weeks ago when the pastoralists encroached onto farmlands in the Tibari village of Mangala. He says that escalated into fighting in several villages, resulting in several deaths and the displacement of at least 20,000 people.
Paradoxically, on the 25th December 2022, after the visit of the Honorable Commissioner of Juba County, the SSPDF went to the same areas visited by the Honorable Commissioner and started shelling the civilians with heavy weapons, claiming that these were NAS rebels' bases.
Lako told the journalists last week that General Kwong's allegation is unfounded.
The leadership of the Barry community and the entire cross-section of the Barry people want to make it abundantly clear to the SSPDF and the people of South Sudan that all the Barry lands mentioned are occupied by Barry indigenous communities. They neither have any connection nor host any NAS rebels group.
Lako says the Barry community wants an investigation into General Kwong's accusation that residents of Mangala are hosting NAS rebels. Last week, Major General Kwong said an SSPDF infantry unit flushed out NAS rebels in the area. He said the SSPDF leadership has not yet officially responded to the press release of the Barry community.
Yes, I've just gone through the documents. I also had an opportunity of listening to the audio. We are going to present this document to the leadership of SSPDF for them to study, and we shall respond accordingly.
Mayom Atenuwai, Secretary General of the Bor community, told the South Sudan in Focus he has no information about reports that pastoralists from Bor were involved in a conflict in Mangala Payam. Y says cattle keepers from his community do not stay in just one area and are in transition from place to place because they are responding to the presidential order for pastoralists to return to their places of origin.
The cattle camp was attacked, and the cattle camp does not belong to Bor community alone. We also have Bari and Mandari cattle keepers. So the cattle camp is mixed. So when the cattle camp was attacked, the Mandari community lost about 4 people. They have about 5 injuries. The Bor people lost 2 people and have about 8 injuries. 8 innocent civilians were injured, and So what they are saying is not true. What we know and what we believe is that those attacking civilian cattle camps are not forces.
The Barry community leader says the cattle herders from Jungle Estate are carrying weapons and move freely without being questioned by the government. Lako says the situation is problematic and needs to be addressed.
The Barry community, like any community in South Sudan, has the inalienable right to acquire weapons to defend itself. It is, therefore, a fallacy and irresponsible to claim that they are not rebels. The cattle herders are openly carrying guns of different types, and nobody has ever questioned their possession of all these types of weapons.
Lako says he wonders why cattle keepers are allowed to roam freely with heavy firearms and are not being questioned by the government, but when farmers take up arms to protect themselves, they are labeled as rebels.
We urgently urge the President and Commander-in-Chief of the SSPDF and the Supreme Commander of all organized forces to direct all security organs to immediately cease the unwarranted offensive operations against our innocent Barry people in all the Barry land.
Relations between the cattle keepers from Bor and several communities in parts of central and eastern Equatorial states turned sour in recent months. Last month, the governor of Central Equatoria State ordered cattle herders to return to their places of origin, saying that part of the growing insecurity in the state is due to the presence of empty herders. In 2017, President Salva Kiir ordered cattle herders to return to their places of origin. The order has largely remained unimplemented. Addressing a high-level meeting of the ruling SPLM party in November, Kiir told state and national officials he decided to relocate his own cattle from Central Equatoria State after issuing the order to help minimize conflicts in the Equatoria region. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.